time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on? We are a weekly show here at msonewsports.com. Thanks for popping in. We got a great guest today, the Lowell boys basketball coach. They're 15-1 and a legit threat to take home the Division I crowd. I got a feeling after talking to Coach Michael Zick coming up that I think, you know, Division I seems a little more open. The whole dynamic of Worcester North, that's over. They're 1-12. They're out of it. And you just feel that there's not a dominant winner. Like, there's not a winner carved out yet. I really think it's anyone's tournament. So Lowell coach Bobby Michael Zick will talk to us about it. Let's see. So Andover, yeah, Lowell, he'll tell us about his win over Andover. Also looking at Eagle Tribune here, Denzel Morales. He had a great moment at Lawrence. He finished second at the Bill James Invitational. Not bad. Let's see. Pinkerton Academy's Nora Braille is one of the amazing athletes up there. We cover Southern New Hampshire every now and again. We'll get Tom King on the line probably next month or possibly early April to discuss Southern New Hampshire and New Hampshire in general. Winter sports. So let's take a break and waste no more time because we want to get to Lowell boys basketball coach Bobby Michael Zick after the break. And then after that, we'll talk rankings. Latest are out. MIAA power rankings will let you know where your Valley teams match up.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day, Lowell boys basketball coach Bobby Michael Zick. What's going on, coach?
Hey, how are you? Nice to speak with you again.
You too. Good to have you on. Lowell, sitting pretty at number 7, fresh rankings out on Tuesday, February 4th, and 15-1, right behind your pals Central, 12-2 at 6, and then other MVC team in there, 11 Andover at 10-5, North Andover 8-5. So there we go, a typical winter season with a lot of MVC love in the top 20. How's it going, Coach?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Come off a nice win that past Friday, yeah.
All right, and who was that win against, and how did it break down?
We played Andover at our place. Pretty convincing win. The guys played, they played very, very well. But we have them in 2 weeks at their place, so completely different animal over there.
Yeah. What's been the team's bread and butter this year? Is there something that's like been out of this world consistent, or is it kind of across the board?
You know, we have a fairly veteran team, but we, especially from day one, we had a bunch of little things to work on. But really for us, we preach defense over and over and over. Try and turn defense into offense, get some easier stuff so you're not just grinding out every single game in the half court.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said fairly veteran team. Who are some of those elder statesmen, if you will, kind of leading the way? Maybe you can start with the captains.
So Czar, Paul Aparicio, he was, I think he was one of the 10 Global Scholastic last year. He had a really good year. He's one of the best ones in the state. He's playing extremely well. He's getting like 24 points a game, something like that. Jason, yeah, he's been a 3-year starter. Jason Kamawa, point guard, has been a 3-year starter. He's extremely important to us. Jack Soucy, kind of underrated. He does all these little things that don't really show up on the stat sheet. But he's vital for us. And then we had a sophomore. He played a little bit as a freshman last year, Colin Christensen. He's having a fantastic year. He's getting like 18 points a game. So, you know, they work hard. They play hard. And playing hard sometimes is maybe the most important thing.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, so there's a lot of like scoring disparity there. Like, you know, a guy gets 18. This guy has 21, 13, 14. Or is there someone that's in the 26 to 28 range a night kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly Colin and Zach that, you know, score 20 plus. But like Jason could go off a 20 on any given night, depending on the matchup. You know, he does some games he facilitates. Last night he had 9 assists. You know, a week ago he had 13 steals. And then the game before that he had like 21 points. So yeah, he does really a little bit of everything for us. And we get some other guys that chip in. They get like 8, 9, 10, 12. So yeah, it's top heavy, but it's a little bit balanced.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, as challenging as the MVC is, you know, your non-league schedule is obviously very important too. So how's that gone? Who are some of the challenges you face outside of the MVC and any particular, like, you know, Division I state powers on the non-leaguer?
Well, they redid the conference this year, so we only go through one time. So I typically would play Central Catholic twice, Andover twice, Lawrence twice. And they did it because they're going to try and do this tournament at the end of the year and whatnot. So for us, that kind of hurts. We get a lot of our strength from that conference, you know. But we did pick up Andover twice, North Andover twice, Lawrence, Haverhill. But like we have one loss to Central, and it was a conference game. And it doesn't look like they're going to lose in conference. I mean, imagine losing one game and you don't have a chance to win your conference championship, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So that is that a tournament, like a league tournament that they're having that's new at the end of the regular season?
So they're experimenting with the small schools this year. Okay. And I believe they're probably going to do it for the large next year. I'm not positive. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it is a cool aspect to end it. End the year with, you know, almost like the Big East tournament or these college programs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. One final way to get, you know, boosted in the rankings as well, you know, that kind of thing. And then you can have a regular season champ, a tournament champ, and then you go on to the real postseason after that. So it sounds like a pretty good cadence there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious to see how it works out with the small this year, you know, yeah, and if they adopt it with the large schools.
Yeah. So it sounds like a lot of your non-league games are MVC teams this year.
A bunch of them. Yeah. We tried scheduling some people. It's tough with the power rankings now. You can't just go and schedule really anybody because you get hurt by it. Like, you know, like we played Salem last year. Salem's Division III, they were actually really good.
Yeah.
And we won by like 6 or 7 or something like that. But we get hurt by playing Salem, even though they're actually a legitimately, you know, really good team.
Yeah.
Just because. So it stinks, but, you know, Like I would have loved to play. We used to play Tommy all the time over there.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it works now. You got to be so selective.
Yeah. No, he's got those boys always playing hard, playing well, very talented. Maybe football's emerged lately down in Salem, but certainly basketball's been absolutely the most consistent boys school down in Salem. And man, Bob, I remember my high school days, mid-90s at Gloucester, and that wasn't fun. I never played them, but Scooney Penn was my age because I only advanced to the JV level. But Scooney certainly never played JV. So that was, the Echeverias, Scooney, Craig High, those kind of Northeastern Conference legends. But when was your era for high school?
I graduated 2000. Okay. So
after a little
MVC at that time was, it was ridiculous. Like Scott Hazleton came out. He was a McDonald's All-American. He ended up at UConn. Andover had this kid, Tom McLaughlin. He's like a 6'5", two guard. And I don't know what he ended up doing. I think he went to Princeton. Mm. The talent back then, like we had 3 6'7" kids just on our team. Everybody had 6'7" kids. Now you're lucky to find one in high school.
Yeah. Well, Coach, postseason will arrive before we know it. You're 15-1 at the time of this convo. How many regular seasons game will you end up finishing at? 20?
Yeah, we'll play 20.
Okay, so 4 to go. It's here before you know it. You've been in the tournament. You've been in these high-stakes games. What's it going to take for this particular bunch to be in the mix and to compete with the Newton Norths? The Attleboro, Franklin, I'm looking at teams that are ranked above you guys. What's it going to take? What's going to get this team to a stage like the Elite Eight semifinals?
Everything for us starts. It really starts with our defense. When they want to, my God, can they defend? And they just make every play relentless, and it's just hard for other teams. But it's not like past years. I know Franklin's real good, Attleboro. Like we've obviously seen Central and Newton North. But there's not that one team who you go, all right, you can't beat them this year. Mm. Those top teams are all, they're all really good, but they're all beatable.
Yeah.
So, is anybody still undefeated? I haven't even seen.
As of this rankings, Franklin, 15-0.
Yeah, he does a good job down there, obviously. Yeah.
What happened to North High? They're like 1-12.
When Al Petway left for Worcester State, it did take a long time to hire a coach. Why that was, I have no idea. I think Tyshawn Jenkins is down there now, former Salem guy.
Salem State guy, yeah.
And I'm sure he'll have that thing back running like nothing next year. But you lose your coach, everybody kind of leaves because they were loaded last year and the year before. They were very, very good.
Yeah, what a stunning downfall. That's a heck of a downfall in one season, 1-12. Were they the state champs last year? Or?
Yeah, they Franklin almost got them, and then they kind of pulled it out in the fourth quarter.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so it sounds like it's anyone's game in Division I. And, Coach, I know it doesn't matter for you guys, but, man, would we like to see at least a semifinal of MVC teams? Do you remember the farthest you've got and played an MVC team in this tournament? Was it last year?
I'm trying to think. It's usually, since they switched to the statewide format.
Yeah.
Probably last year. What's that? That Sweet 16 round, we'll call it.
Yeah.
But we've made it. And to be honest, I know a lot of people don't like the statewide format, but if you were playing in the North or in the South, you ran a gauntlet just to get out of it. And then you had to play each other. The West would have 7 teams get in. The first team was usually Springfield Central and really good. They'd have a first and a second round bye. And we would have to go through Lynn English, Central, Cambridge, whoever it was, all of us. You just beat up on each other.
Yeah.
And it was, it wasn't entirely fair. Now at least the playing field's kind of level. I know it stinks to travel far distances, but, we never made it out of the North Finals, that Elite Eight round, we'll say.
Yeah. Yeah, last year, round of 8 loss to North High, the eventual state champs. And again, yeah, you saw them firsthand, and it's crazy looking at them now being 1-12, not even going to make it. And you beat Andover in the Sweet 16 last year. So, you know, you look at this 2-year body of work for this group, these kids. I mean, 14 wins last year, 2 in the tournament, so 16. Now another 15. You're over 30. This is just such consistency year to year. These kids, they put in the work, and they're getting results, it seems, for you guys.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We don't mind kids who play multiple sports, but like for the most part, we got guys that play year round, and it shows. They play, you know, they get better consistently year to year. You know, 1-12 guys, and really the biggest thing is they play so freaking hard. Even when they make a mistake, you know, that a lot of times they can make up for it just with hard work.
Yeah, I love it. All right, cool. Now, when's the next one for you guys?
We are off until Tuesday. We have North Andover coming to us.
Okay, North Andover. Yeah, battle of top Division I teams. Going to be a fun one. And then do you finish up with all Valley teams the rest of the way?
No, we got Andover at Andover that next Friday. And then we play Lexington and the winner of Burlington and Westford or something.
Oh, okay. Season ending.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coach Bobby Michaels at Lowell Boys Basketball, 15-1, heading into the next one next week, North Andover. Good luck, Coach, and we'll watch you guys as the postseason arrives shortly. Best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Bobby Lykosik in the books. Thank you, Coach. We are moving on to rankings. MIAA Girls Hockey Division One. North Andover, 11-2-4, the fourth-ranked team. 2 ahead of Methuen at 13-0-2. Methuen hasn't lost a game yet as of Tuesday anyway. Billerica, 13-3-0. They are the 9 seed. Andover, 7-4-3, 12 seed. Shawshene Valley, 13-3, 21 seed. This is a great division for Merrimack Valley, for sure. Let's see if anyone checked in a Division II. I don't see any. By the way, I'll give a shout-out to PBD. I missed them. They're 11th seed in the other show. Not a Valley team, but hopefully people listen to both shows. There's my makeup call. Division I boys hockey. Your team in the top 20 is Chelmsford, 8-5-2 at 20. So Chelmsford hockey. Division II, Tewksbury, made the state final last year and lost 11-3-1. They have the 3 seed. And I always forget to mention this, but Billerica is above them. Why do I always, my eyes go to Tewksbury in Division II boys hockey? And look at Billerica, 15-0-0. 15-0-0, the number one seed, sandwiched between Billerica and Tewksbury rivals. Woburn, 11-2-1. Woburn's always so solid. Any other Valley teams crack the top 20 in that one? Doesn't look that way. Boys Hockey Division 3, Drake at 11-2-2, the 9 seed. One spot ahead of Methuen at 10-3-2, and one spot ahead of Shawshene Valley Tech, 10-3-1. Girls Basketball D1, you've got your top-ranked team at 11-3, and number 9 seed, Chelmsford, 13-1, 17 seed. Again, that one loss was to Masquinaman of the North Shore, my area as well. Andover's 23-9-5. Girls Basketball D2. Bill Rick is 8-6 at 23, and I think that's all we got for, you know, top 25. Actually, let me check that for, yeah, that's it. Okay, so Division 3 girls basketball. No, we're not seeing anybody. Division 4, we're not going to look. So Division 1, talking to Bobby Michalczyk, 15-1, Lowell, 7 seed. Central, one ahead at 12-2. At the 6 seed Andover, Fazio's gang, 11th seed, 10-5. North Andover, 17-8-5. And that does it for the top 25. D2 basketball for the boys, for the gentlemen. Tewksbury's number 9 seed at 11-3. How about Division 3 for boys basketball? We got Shawshene Valley Tech, number 3 seed behind St. Mary's and Norwell. Shawshene's Rams are 12-2. Greater Lawrence Tech is number 5 at 11-3. That'll do it. Low Catholics, 27-8-6. And we usually don't look at 4 for the Merrimack Valley because we're pretty big area for that. All right, so that's it for the rankings. Another week's in the books. Thank you so much for joining us. The Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're here every single week on msonewsports.com. It's unbelievable. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to everybody for joining in. One February show down. 3 more to go. See you next week, February 13th. Have a good one.